We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team.
All right, let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Let's bring on Nat Moore, former Miami Dolphin wide receiver and now a big executive with the Miami Dolphins also, but in my mind, the former owner of the Inferno, and that's all I like to talk to him about. Nat Moore joins us right now. Nat, I never went to your club, and I'm infatuated with it. You realize that. That's like when I saw your, when I see your name on the guest list, Joe's like, yeah, we got to talk about it. He's got a big endowment coming out, and he's doing great stuff in the community, and I'm like, yeah, I want to ask him more about the Inferno. I need to get more Inferno talk out of him.
He very seldom talks about it, but he made
with
more.
With me, he does. That's why I love that.
He made more money with that Inferno running 2,000 people a night through it than he did playing football.
Well, Joe, the only difference is I didn't make any money off of you because you got in free.
Did you have a lot of it? Did all the teammates just try to get in for free and drink for free? Is that what happened?
No. The one thing that I believe when we're all together, you know, we're doing good things and we're not getting in trouble. So, you know, we sort of encourage all the guys to come out, bring their guests. And it was just a fun place for everybody to go and have a good time on Friday, Saturday, Sunday nights.
Nat, I got in trouble everywhere I went, man. I appreciate you saying that, but somehow, even at your club, I found a way to get in trouble. You know, it was usually
So there's a true saying, some people you can't save.
Hey, one of my greatest stories is, and Nat's got a lot to talk about, but one night I was coming home with Nat early in the morning.
This is what I wanted to happen today.
And we drove up, and my car was at Nat's house. We'd been out all night, and I came, and as we pull up, and I get out, and I go to get in my car. Nat's wife, Pat, goes, hey, I just want to let you know, I won't say her name, my ex-wife, but said she's not real happy and she's waiting for you at the house right now. And I was like, oh, man. We used to have a rule. I had to be home before the sun came up. And
that's a pretty good rule to go, you know? And did you still break that rule?
I broke it a couple times. Yeah,
but,
I didn't.
But, Joe, you left out part of it.
What part did I leave?
The fact that we were in Homestead doing a charity basketball game.
Yeah. That's right. And, that's where it started.
We stayed for a little fun afterward. And it's a long ride back from Homestead.
Yeah. No, you're right. No,
Nat, you sound like the excuse machine for Joe Rose.
Tell you what Nat makes with Nat one of the great like wingmen of all time. We had Clayton and Duper with us. Should I say any more?
No, I think that's enough.
He kind of left the other two characters that were out. Speaking of that, you know, we always pop up high maintenance guys and guys listening and everything else. And I brought this up a couple weeks ago that I thought the key to those guys and what always helped them is they looked up to you. And route running to life stuff, I always felt like just watching up close, you were a big part of their life becoming pros. I'm not saying as far as the numbers they put up, but Nat, everything else, just learning how to run routes. They both wanted to learn. They wanted to learn stuff. I just thought it was a really good relationship when we were talking about leadership a couple weeks ago.
Well, I think we all helped each other, you know, and that was the one great thing. We communicated a lot. We talked a lot. You know, we figured out our problems on route running and even, you know, off the field. You know, we talked a lot about how to stay out of trouble, you know, places to go, places not to go. I think that's part of that family, that team that was built under Shula, where, you know, everybody looked out for each other and there were no selfish guys. Everybody sort of bought into the team concept. And I mean, think about it. In the 80s, we had four tight ends. We had five receivers. It wasn't just Mark Duper, Mark Clayton, myself. We had Jimmy Cephalo. We had Vince Heflin. Even Duriel Harris came back at one point. You know, how many running backs did we have? We had that team concept. So, you know, when I think of Brian Flores coming in and everything is about the team first, that's music to my ears.
Nat, is that doable, though? I heard him say that stuff and leadership and the culture and getting a bunch of guys who want to win. Because guys are always going to want to get paid, Nat. And it's just like we've had it even when we're losing. Guys are worried about getting that big contract. Can it work? All the things he said, I get, and Belichick's been able to do it better than anybody. Is it doable for other teams?
I think it's doable. You know, it's like anything, Joe. You make a commitment and you stick to it. And ironically, as you come across those guys that are great players but feel like they're bigger than the team, then, you know, you almost have to make that move. I mean, can we say Jake Scott? Jake Scott is one of my dearest friends. But at some point, he became bigger than the team, and Coach Shula had to let him go. And, you know, he wasn't the only guy. But winning solves all that. When you can get everybody to buy in and everybody gets a fair salary, nobody gets overpaid, but everybody is getting a fair salary because now you don't have to underpay guys. You're able to keep a better core of players, and they all care about each other because they're not upset and disappointed that they're not making what they think they should be making when you're overpaying other guys that feel it's really about them. I mean, the mantra that Tom Brady is the GOAT and he's making less than half the quarterbacks in football is a perfect indication of why that team is so good. If the best player on your team is not making a mint, how can you ask for it?
We're talking with Miami Dolphins Senior Vice President of Special Projects and Alumni Relations, Nat Moore. Dolphins, obviously, in the last couple of days made a big move. Brian Flores here. Have you talked to him? Have you met him? What do you think of him?
I've met him, and I really enjoy chatting with him. I love his principles. I like the philosophy of making team first, having selfless players, working hard. I mean, you know, the game is supposed to be easy. Practice is supposed to be hard. You know, so if he's able to get guys to work hard in practice, develop their skill set, then they can. It's much easier to take it to the field on Sunday. You know, I expect to see a team that don't make a lot of mental mistakes, don't beat themselves. You know, at times, as good as our team played, other times we just make dumb mistakes that sort of took us out of the ball game. Too many penalties, too many just. I mean, and usually that's just, you know, concentration, thinking about what you got to get done and et cetera, and you jump offside, you know, missed assignments. So I'm expecting to see a much better coach football team from a standpoint of guys not beating themselves, being totally prepared to go out on the field and execute when called upon.
See, I think that mental mistake thing was a big part of this guy getting the job and going, hey, my guy's on defense, the Patriots. We just one thing we can't tolerate, no matter how talented they are. If you've got containment on the outside, you better not be trying to sneak in and make some great play. Your ass better have containment. I think that's a big thing because you're right, Nat. The mental mistakes and the breakdowns, mental breakdowns of some guys wide open just got real old. Hey, we got all kinds of stuff to get to. 100th anniversary season of the NFL. How good, Nat, was that commercial? Have you seen that damn commercial? We have laughed. I think it was by far
the best.
The best, yep, of any commercial and all that money spent when they got Hall of Famers, Marshawn Lynch, the Dolphin 3 Hall of Famers sitting there popping champagne. That is hilarious, man.
Yeah, I was sort of excited when I got a call from the league and they told me they wanted to shoot this commercial and they wanted to get Zonker, Warfield, and Larry Little. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, let me make some phone calls. And, you know, Zonk said right away he would do it, Larry would do it. And then I had to get Paul off the golf course, Warfield, that is. And he was in. So, you know, anything that brings attention to the Perfect Season team and their major accomplishment as a part of the 100-year celebration, because Joe, no one has done it before or no one has done it since. Yeah. So it's a credit to the Miami Dolphins to have those guys as a part of that commercial.
All right, now, before we get to all the stuff with the Nat Moore Scholarship, how about the fact that we're now on the clock. The Super Bowl now coming down here, the 11th time hosting the Super Bowl here in Miami at Hard Rock Stadium next February. That's got to be big for not just you and the organization and the Super Bowl committee, but just the city in general.
Yeah, I think for the first time ever, we're going to have NFL Live, which is going to be a totally free Super Bowl party where all of our fans, all of the locals, all can go down and enjoy it, being a part of Super Bowl. And it's going to be held right there at Bayfront Park. I mean, it's concerts, it's family-friendly activities, interactive games, NFL exhibits. I mean, just a whole bunch going on. And it costs our fans nothing. I mean, you know, usually when a Super Bowl comes to a city, and we're telling the fans they should be excited, they go, why? I'm not going to get a ticket to any of the big stuff. Well, guess what? This is a party for our locals, and it's going to be great entertainment. And I think Rodney Barrett and Mike Zimmer should be given a lot of credit for putting this together.
Hey, Nat, did you see the extra lights they put on the stadium the other day? Zach and I are driving awesome. In, man. It was lit up.
Awesome.
I drove off the road and took a damn picture of it, man. Did we add lights to the whole stadium, those different colors? It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was the official handoff of the Super Bowl from 53 to 54. And it just shows you the capabilities of Hard Rock Stadium and all the many things that we can do at this this facility. You know, Hard Rock has become one of the entertainment destinations, not only in the country, but in the world. And I have to give Steve Ross a lot of credit for thinking outside the box and coming up with this facility and making the changes that he did. He spent over $550 million already, and we're still working not only on the tennis courts being finished up, but also tunnels and bridges to make our fans' life a lot easier as they come in and go out.
All right, Nat. The Nat Moore Scholarship and Vocational Endowment, year two. It's all under the Miami Dolphins Foundation. Talk a little bit more about that and the great stuff going on in the community.
Well, you know, Zach, this is something that's been near and dear to my heart for as long as I can remember. I'm a kid that would never have made it to college if it had not been for scholarship. So throughout my foundation's time, the thought has been all about how do we help more kids go to school, educate themselves, give them a leg up, give them a chance to be successful. And in meeting with Stuart Miller at Lennar Holmes Foundation and Stephen Ross, they challenged me to think outside the box. And thinking outside the box meant going from just scholarships to go to college, but also vocational, trade, and public service grants. So we are in our second year as I brought my endowment fund into the Miami Dolphins of giving away scholarships. And this will be the first year that we do vocational grants. And this allows kids, as they come out of high school, all they got to have is a minimum 2.5 GPA. They've got to be a community activist in some form. You know, got to get out and work and help the community. And they have to have a financial aid need. They can come in and apply for grants that will give them a leg up. Think about this. Everybody is not going to go to college, but in less than 2 months, kids can have a certification where they can go to work and start to earn a living and become an effective and great part of the community by earning a living and helping to support their families.
It's great stuff, Nat.
Good stuff,
awesome,
Nat.
Awesome, awesome.
Always
stuff.
Good stuff. All the stuff you guys do, and you've been real active in all this stuff. I guess the last question before we go is, how you doing on tennis tickets next month?
You didn't think that was not going to happen, right?
That's it. Let me say this, Joe. You know, my daughter was all over me. You know, Trelawney loves tennis. I got a granddaughter that plays tennis, and she's like, "Hey, so you gonna have some tennis tickets?" I go, "No." So she and her sorority actually put together a group, and they just bought a little over 100 tickets for the tennis. So tennis is alive and kicking.
Man, it's a great
looking
one.
Looking forward to having it here. And Joe, why I got you on the air and really, you know, I like putting you on the spot when I get a chance.
Yeah, do it, Nat.
I know where it's going. Go ahead.
Do it, Nat.
How much is this going to cost me?
As of March 17th, 18th, we're going to have the Nat Moore Scholarship Endowment Fund Golf Tournament.
Yeah.
And I know you don't play golf. Yeah. I've seen you play, so I know you don't play.
Right.
But there is a party at Hard Rock on Sunday night, March 17th. And I would love to have you be my MC.
Unreal. I love you, Nat.
Hey, man. Let my people get back to you. I got to call my people.
People is the wife. Yeah, the wife, the boss.
Let me check with my people and see. Yeah, Nat, you know, man, you're the best.
Just having fun with you, Joe.
All right, man.
Nat, great. Right, man. Great way to end that.
You're the best, Nat. You're in rare form today, brother, I would tell you.
You guys have a great day.
Nat, you're the best. Nat Moore, Miami Dolphins Senior Vice President of Special Projects and Alumni Relations, talking about the Nat Moore Scholarship and Vocational Endowment Year 2 for the Miami Dolphins Foundation, and getting Joe to MC his party.
Did you see his you should have seen his face in Buffalo when he had to jump on that plane.
We didn't even get to it.
No, I didn't even get to it. He was walking behind him, and he had to get on, and I went, oh, my God, Nat's got to get on that plane with Marino.
Awkward.
I said, that's going to be an ass-chewing trip home. And none of them will say anything about the trip.
Of course not.
It's like they must all been told, don't say anything about that trip.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.